Brett Hollander back here on WBIL Ed Smith Stadium with the Orioles general manager, Dan Duquette. And Dan, I was asking you before about when you can actually start making honest evaluations of players in Grapefruit League play. Do you give them a week, 10 days to kind of get their feet wet?
Well, I like to see them all, get into the game and get into shape. And then you get a good idea as to how advanced the pitchers are by how they're throwing and the command of their pitches. And our guys, as a group, are throwing the ball pretty good. And most of our guys came in pretty good shape. So, that's what makes for a good camp.
A lot of fans want to know about Kevin Gausman and Dylan Bundy. And not only a lot of fans in Baltimore, but probably a lot of baseball fans around the country. And can they contribute to this team in 2013? And what sort of limitations, inning-wise, I know you've plotted this out already in advance, but how meticulously do you get into that? And can they and will you allow them, if they are pitching well in the minor leagues, to contribute to this club this year?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they both look pretty good. Gausman pitched over against Toronto and threw well. And I saw Bundy pitch today against the Yankees, and he had a couple of good innings. So, if I'm an Oriole fan, I'd keep my eye on those two guys because they have a lot of talent and they're both very driven, to be, top line major league starting pitchers. And you can tell that by the way they go about their business. I know it's early in their careers, but they both have made a very good impression on the team and their stuff is good. I mean, I don't see any reason why both of them couldn't contribute to our ball club this year.
And Dan, a lot of people think the offseason really ends when the team show up to either Florida or Arizona. But when you look around, there are injuries, of course, for other clubs. And then you may have stockpiled a lot in one particular position. Is there dialogue right now between clubs and different general managers?
Well, we had some trade dialogues last week with a couple of teams. It's a little bit early, but teams are going to start to see what they have in camp, and then they'll be looking around to augment their team, as will we, and I'm sure we'll have some conversations with some players. But I got to tell you, the group we have in camp, we got good leadership. Our everyday players are back. Our bullpen's back. Jimmy Johnson's in good shape. J.J. Hardy, Wieters, Jonesy. Chris Davis looks pretty good at first base. And, so far so good here in Sarasota.
Dan Duquette, Orioles general manager. Dan, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.
That's Orioles GM Dan Duquette. When we come back, Peter Schmuck on the field here at Ed Smith Stadium. We'll talk to Peter about the vibe here at Orioles camp. We'll hear from Nate McClouth coming up. And it all leads up to the Orioles and Red Sox tonight under the lights here on a beautiful night in Sarasota, Florida. Chris Tillman gets the ball for Baltimore, followed by Zach Britton as the Orioles look to complete a split squad sweep. Earlier today, they beat the Yankees in Tampa, Florida, 10-7. They'll try and beat the Red Sox tonight. They're right now 4-0 in Grapefruit League play. When we come back, Peter Schmuck on the field here at Ed Smith Stadium in Sarasota, Florida. Joe Angel and Fred Manfred at the top of the hour calling the Orioles and Red Sox here in Sarasota. 410-467-WBIL. That's the contact number.